Okay, if you want to come through with more material on the book.
I do. I think I will deal with several areas right now. We covered fear and man's fears of the unknown to some extent last time. Mankind has become very fearful in the last 2,000 years. Many of the problems that you are currently experiencing are directly associated with your fears. These fears have been created by your own minds. A mass projection of fear results in a mass society of fearful people. It is important for you to learn how to remove and filter through information that comes to you. Most of you take everything you hear from your leaders and media as truth. These truths that you believe to be truths are not what they appear. You must examine all data that comes into your mind and purge out what does not give you a positive approach to life. There are some very good examples here that I am going to set up for the reader to do for himself. When engaged in a dialogue with another, take the information. And when you have a spare moment, put the information into a box. I should have you create a small box, an imaginary box. You will carry this box with you wherever you go. When besieged with negative information, take the thoughts, open the box, put them in, and close the box. you may envision yourself wearing the small little box around your neck or carrying it in your pocket, but each time you become aware of an onslaught of negativity and you cannot get away from it, put it in the box, lock it in there, and it will be removed forever from your thoughts. Now, if you find the negative thoughts coming back into your head, simply open the box and put them in again until you get good at this. It will be routine. Now, the thoughts may be hatred, greed, anything that's coming your way, prejudice. If you're driving your automobiles and you suddenly create a hateful or negative thought against another, stop yourself, grab the thought, and put it into your box. So you see, this works both ways, incoming and outgoing. The thoughts of mankind are neutralized by the fifth and sixth dimensional beings as they float into the universe. We do not allow your negative thoughts to interfere with the lives of other beings in other solar systems, since thought is energy, and energy cannot be destroyed. We have very effective methods of neutralizing your negative energy through the use of crystals and then returning that energy in the form of love energy back to your planet. When you put your thoughts of negativity into the box, you are doing the same thing that we are doing. The box is a bottomless pit with crystals at the bottom that will capture the negative thoughts and neutralize them. Think of the box when you look into it as a deep pit with which your thoughts can fall into the crystals at the bottom. We will take it from there.